This is The Review with Johnny and Corin. 107. Spark FM.
Now, this is Return to Pandora, and we had Peter Pan last year.
Yeah.
Before that, we were staging musicals. We had Legally Blonde and we had White Christmas. Absolute uproar in the city that we weren't doing a Pandora.
So oh, really?
Do you think it's important that we have Pandora at Christmas?
I do. I think pantomime and Christmas, you know, go hand in hand. Musicals are amazing. I love them, but you can see them any time of year. For me, Christmas is about pantomime. So, yeah, it's great it's back.
Yeah, it's an old British tradition, isn't it? Yeah, and they're usually Christmas or New Year. So to be in a big city, especially up in the North East, where, you know, the level of humour and the banter is so fast and so quick and so witty, you need to have a pantomime back in, you know, back in the theatres. So, yeah, you know, to help bring that tradition back is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the tradition as well, this is often the first time a young person will ever step foot in a theatre.
Yeah.
So do you think it's really important that we have Pantor there that's so accessible and, you know, that the kids are going to love? And it's really good that we have something like that there.
Yeah, we'll put them off on me.
I think so. I think, I was just saying to somebody else, I think it's really important when children come into the theatre, usually it's for the first time, a lot of young people as well, you know, it's so magical. I remember my first ever experience in the theatre. You watch films, you watch telly, it's amazing, but to have it all happening in the same room as you is something so special. Get them young, and then they love theatre for life, hopefully. So we've got a big responsibility. But also, I think it's good with pantomime, you've got the songs, so people love all the singing, you've got the fun, you've got the comedy, and the traditional story as well for real little kids, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that good mix of everything, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, you know, popular music and the West End shows that people like. But also, there's, I think, if you're kind of a teenager as well, sometimes panto can be a bit,
bit too cool. Yeah, you think it's not cool.
It's not cool for you, but the level of adult humour that runs through a panto, you know, it can be
very cool.
Pretty risque, pretty blue without being rude. Do you know what
I mean?
It's
a good balance, I think.
Yeah, so you get it, and it kind of will wash over a 5-year-old's head, but a teenager will go, really? Have they just said that?
Yeah.
Like you say as well, it's not. Pandoras nowadays as well, they're so much bigger than what they used to be. You know, they're huge productions.
They are, yeah.
Magnificent sets, magnificent costumes.
Yeah.
So it's a great chance for you guys as performers to be involved in such a huge show.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, you're lucky because the Empire is a big venue. You know, if you have a big venue, you've got a big production to fill it. So, yeah, you need to then be able to step up to the mark, don't you?
And
make sure that when you're on stage, you can fill that void.
And now you said you're excited to be performing in front of a North East audience. We're famously hard to please.
I'm from Hull, you know, down the road. You know, North East-ish, but I think audiences are here, they might be hard to please, but they're warm. They've got a great sense of humour, you know, and we're up for the challenge, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I'm from Essex as well, so I'm used to getting abuse. So we'll be all right. Yeah.
So I've done a couple of pandoras before. I absolutely love it. And I've been devastated the past couple of years when I haven't done one over Christmas. Mm-hmm. So do you guys like spending your Christmases on stage in a panto?
I do. I think for me now, this is my fifth pantomime. Christmas equals pantomime for me. And, you know, we all... I've been so lucky every year that I've worked with really great people. They become your second family, so all just get together mucking. It's fun, it's hard work, but it's so much fun, so I'm really looking forward to getting started again.
And especially something like Cinderella, which is the most magical of all the pantomimes. You know, every little girl that wants to be Cinderella and meet Cinderella. You know, it's and the buttons roll, you know, he loves Cinderella but can't. It's a big brother. He never gets her, bless him. You know, so it's that real kind of, well, hopefully if you play the part right, you know, the audience love you. See, either that or the North East is going to be a very different experience for
me. That's the challenge.
And you guys are in the roles where you really get to interact with the audience and you really get to see the magic on young kids' faces.
Yeah.
Does that make it for you? Does that make it all worth it?
Again, for me, I've played Snow White, Jack, Aladdin and Cinderella, and I love them all, but Cinderella is the most magical. I remember last year when I played it, you know, you get so carried away with it. It is so magnificent when she has the transformation. I would well up. I know it sounds a bit soppy, but I would get emotional because it's such an important point in the story. You can see the kids, you can hear them going,
especially if you've done well.
And it was.
Well, yeah.
I did.
I'm not saying yours wasn't. She's crap, but the production was brilliant.
So, you know, I'm so excited to be doing Cinderella again, and it's magical.
I was going to say, when we did it, we had a fold-down carriage thing. It was basically just a piece of fabric. It was a bit naff.
Yeah, no, we haven't got... You'll be all right. We're a little bit more high-tech.
We've got actual ponies in this one.
Yeah.
No,
a little bit worried
if
they got the toilet
again
on the stage.
Yeah.
Well, last year, they only did it once. They were very well behaved. Yeah,
oh,
they did it once.
Good.